Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't read through.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just Talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Lights, camera, action. That's too mainstream for Karan Johar. For him, it's drama, drama, and more drama. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. Now, Karan Johar, the top guy at Dharma, is a lot of things. And I don't mean all the roles he handles. We all know he's a producer, slash director, slash recently turned actor, slash writer. I'm talking about all the things he is as a person. So extra. He's the one-man gossip hub of Bollywood. You can sometimes see him be that high school cheerleader on his TV show Coffee with Karan, and he's the flag bearer of nepotism, as one of his guests Kangana Ranaut was nice enough to point out. He's also the guy you should know if you want to do well in Bollywood. He started off playing one of Shah Rukh Khan's friends in DDLJ, then became Shah Rukh Khan's actual friend, made a lot of movies with him, and he's ruled Bollywood ever since. Well, in terms of money, most of his films have this knack of raking in the crores. Karan Johar also had this weird habit where he would name all his films starting with the letter K. Somehow worked in his favor also, like Kuch Kuch Hota Hai, Kal Ho Na Ho, Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna, Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham. Somehow all of them went on to make a lot of money even though they were so dramatic. He stopped being so particular about the letter K after a few films, but those aren't the only quirks he has. Here's how you can identify a Karan Johar movie. Total giveaways. Do you remember a Karan Johar movie where it was only about two people? No? That's because it doesn't exist. He likes having a party on set, I think. So he brings all his friends over, gives all of them some or the other role to play. Because think about it. Kuch Kuch Hota Hai had Shah Rukh, Kajal, Rani, Salman, Reema Lagu, Anupam Kher, Johnny Lever, and even the cameos in that film were by industry people. For small sequences like college students and TV hosts and everything, he got Farah Khan and Manish Malhotra to fill in. Even the movie Kaal, which he just produced, had a whole bunch of actors. And Kaal is a great example of how too many cooks spoil the broth, even if it's about cooking up a story. Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna had way too many people for its own good, and he can't make it seem like the main characters are just swingers, so he brought in other actors to play the romantic interests of Preeti Zinta and Abhishek Bachchan. And apart from Amitabh, Abhishek, Preeti Zinta, Kiran Kher, Shah Rukh and Rani, he brought in Arjun Rampal also. And Ae Dil Hai Mushkil couldn't just be about a guy getting friend-zoned, no, he brought back Aishwarya Rai on screen. Oh, and nobody complained that Fawad Khan was also in it. But Karan Johar loves bringing half the industry on screen together for one film. He probably gave the Ambanis this idea, you know. He's like the PR guy for all of Bollywood. And they must have been like, we brought Beyonce, but what can Bollywood do? And Karan Johar must have been like, I'll get all my friends to be your backup dancers. And that's how we got to see Mukesh Ambani doing some real awkward dance moves. All that money, but you can't buy dancing skills. Karan Johar loves song and dance because what else is Bollywood about? If you want to make a statement, why spend time writing some crazy heavy dialogues and then keep reshooting it because you're not satisfied with how the dialogue was delivered? Just add a song at the most crucial juncture of the film. That's his formula and it seems to have worked. Think about this. Poo is a total babe. She has a lot of attitude and she's supposed to be super cool. Now, she wants to know who the new guy in college is. But she's too cool to just go and ask him for his name, right? So what does she do? Break into song. And she says, Bar bar ye dil khota hai, dekh ke isko. Bar bar dil khota hai. Relax, lady. You've seen that guy literally once in your life. Get a grip on yourself. And the same in Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. You can't have a fight with your best friend and not sing about it. And it also requires accompaniment by other students who'll come and say, but he's your best friend, yeah. Like the only thing they'll be worried about is if two random kids in college are friends or not. Assignments and attendance are for losers, no. And when you break up with someone, you can't just eat ice cream and watch rom-coms like regular girls. You have to get fully dressed up and go out and make everybody know your relationship status. Leave nothing to the imagination. Go out and tell them, Mere Sayaji se aaj maine break up kar liya. The only ever use that comes out of songs in Karan Johar movies is that weddings and any ceremony in India will never run out of music. Karan Johar must be a nightmare for the guys at any embassy. Every time he wants to make a film, I think he goes looking for whichever embassy will make it easiest for him to take hundreds of people and a whole load of equipment to shoot. If he wants to make a movie, it has to be in some fancy location. Because look at Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham. He must have been like, kahan jaye, kahan jaye, and landed up in London. Kal Ho Na Ho was in New York. Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna again was in New York. My Name Is Khan was shot in LA and San Francisco. Wow, Kejo loves the USA. Student of the Year was shot in India, but he took the entire cast to Thailand because he added a destination wedding angle to the film. Then he did Bombay Talkies, and because it was called that, he had to shoot it in Bombay. Then came Ae Dil Hai Mushkil, for which he started shooting in Mumbai. But after that, each location was fancier than the last. From Mumbai, they went to London. From London, they went to Paris to shoot. And from there, they went to Austria. They shot a lot of portions in Vienna. Oh my god, imagine all those beautiful places and you get paid to go there and there's always someone to make sure you're looking great. Yeah, the only downside must have been having to shoot. Because I don't know about Dil, but logistics hai mushkil. But it won't feel like work if you're in those places, right? His next film is going to be Brahmastra, starring Ranbir Kapoor and Alia Bhatt. And although it means ancient wisdom and all in Sanskrit, the fantasy film was first shot in Bulgaria before they moved to London, New York and then Scotland. Bollywood takes you places. And for Karan Johar, that's very literal. It can never be a simple love story if it's Karan Johar. I think he's like, I never got to have my Bollywood romance, so I'll freaking change how Bollywood romances play out. He always creates love triangles in most of his films. Like, look at Kuch Kuch Hota Hai and Student of the Year 1 and 2. And sometimes when he's feeling generous, he makes them love squares. Like, just sprinkle in one more guy or girl to the equation, even if it's for a very short while. Like in Ae Dil Hai Mushkil or Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna. And he likes adding an element of homosexuality or extramarital affairs or give some character a critical illness or just maybe kill them off if he feels like it. Karan Johar likes playing God. In Kal Ho Na Ho, it wasn't just enough to say Shah Rukh Khan was going to be deported to India or that he was some secret agent and had to go away on work. He had to die so that Karan Johar could shoot some super emotional scenes. And although Ae Dil Hai Mushkil was supposed to be a love story, I think that was the friend zone of the century. Play a guy for years and years and friend zone him, and if he's still persistent, you pull out a sickness card? That's sick. What happened to keeping things simple? It's all about loving your family for Karan Johar, and he takes it so seriously that he legit used that as a tagline for one of his films. Remember K3G? The title was Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gum. It's all about loving your parents. It's all about numerology if you ask me, because it's one title where the word Kabhi appears twice and it's spelled differently each time. What sort of decision was that? So Karan Johar takes family drama really seriously. And it's not subtle, okay? It's in your face. You can't just say, this mother loves her son. She makes nice food for him. No. If she cannot feel his presence as soon as he sets foot in the same building as her, is she even her mother? And somehow Shah Rukh Khan finds these moms in all the films he does with Karan Johar. A regular Indian guy will have a mom who bugs him once to get married. But in Kuch Kuch Hota Hai, Shah Rukh has to deal with a mom who's behind his life for him to get married again. Even if she doesn't really know where that chick is. So the formula is this. Either give parents who are put on a pedestal or make them absolutely ridiculous. Like Saif Ali Khan's Gujjo parents in Kal Ho Na Ho and Amitabh Bachchan and Kiran Kher. They play parents in Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna. But they're out there getting busy on the side. Parents of the year, if you ask me. Seriously, don't you think it would have been a much better plot if Shah Rukh and Rani were the backup couple and the story was actually about Amitabh and Kiran Kher? Karan Johar does not like normal. So we know he loves ensemble casts. He cannot make a movie with just two people in it. But when he does add all these characters, he makes sure at least one of them is over the top. And it's not just one kind, mind you. It ranges all the way from weirdly funny to crazily evil. Like the Dadi in Kal Ho Na Ho. Tell me who would be so mean to an illegitimate child? He made that granny so evil, he probably gave old women a new personality goal. And what about Johnny Lever in Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham? He was this weird man with a smart ass for his son and his dialogues were so cliched. But he has a great energy. So in the middle of Amitabh Bachchan being a total Hitler towards his son, Johnny Lever was the guy who broke the tension. And in Kuch Kuch Hota Hai, because it came out quite a while back, you feel like everyone was overacting if you see it now. Johnny Lever, Farida Jalal and Shah Rukh Khan with that cool chain of his. Anything but cool. What's the use of having all those friends in the industry if you can't make them come to your set in some foreign country, even if it's for just a few seconds on screen? Karan Johar is very well known for being the guy who can display celebrities for a few days at a time because he has some really small role in one of his films. But he's too fancy to cast just anybody to play that role. He needed a lecturer to walk down the stairs in Kuch Kuch Hota Hai, like you barely even notice her, but he cast his mum. He needed someone to be part of the Neelam show, so he asked Farah Khan and Nikhil Advani. And in Kavi Alvida Na Kehna, as if the number of people in the main cast wasn't enough, he asked Ayan Mukherjee to make a cameo in a song, and Kajol and Johnny Bram were also in the movie for barely a few seconds each. And he made a disco song in Student of the Year, and he got Farah Khan, Vaibhavi Merchant and Kajol to make cameos in it. Seriously, Karan Johar goes back home every night and he thinks about how actors have behaved with him recently, and if they haven't been nice to him, he'll just write one small evil part on his movie and cast them in it. You don't cross Karan Johar and not pay for it. Some directors have a thing for shooting scenes in bedrooms, like get up close and personal. Some have this thing for shooting crucial scenes outdoors. Karan Johar has a really weird fetish. Benches. Yeah, like literal benches. And he puts them in some of the most important scenes in his films. Remember when Shah Rukh and Hrithik reunite in London? So many fancy places in the city, but Kejo put them on a bench together in a really beautiful place. And when Shah Rukh is being a real insensitive prick to Kajol in Kuch Kuch Hota Hai and tells her that he likes Rani instead, the scene is shot at a bench, again in some really beautiful place. And when Shah Rukh and Rani run into each other just before she gets married in Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna, they're having some crazy life-altering discussion sitting on a bench. And the end of Kal Ho Na Ho is on a bench as well, where a really emotional Preeti Zinta is talking about this guy who changed their lives. Thank God Karan Johar is not a football coach. He just put his favorite players on the bench. Karan Johar is one of a kind. Nothing is too much for this guy. He has an idea. He thinks about how he can dramatize the hell out of it. And he just goes ahead and makes it. I think the Johars wanted to start a company called Drama Productions. But then there was some typo and it became Dharma instead. Because Kejo's movies can be about love, adoption, heart conditions, cancer, families, anything under the sun. But always with a big helping of drama. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com. And my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.